A doctor employed by ATOS, the company which assesses people for disability benefits in the UK, has strongly criticised its methods as unfair. In an exclusive interview with the BBC, Greg Wood says he felt compelled to speak out after he saw what he claims was medical knowledge being twisted and a system stacked against the claimant. ATOS say they completely refute the allegations and insist that it's the government that decides who receives benefits. The government said it's improved the system and that the vast majority of assessments are correct. Our correspondent Sophie Hutchinson reports.
Well, the government system for assessing sickness benefit run by the private company ATOS has been heavily criticised in the past, but this is the first time one of its own assessors has spoken out. Greg Wood, a former Royal Navy doctor, resigned from ATOS this month. This is his account. He told me he felt the system seemed fishy from the start.
Well, the whole assessment process for ESA, which is called the Work Capability Assessment, just didn't ring true when I was doing my initial training back in June 2011. The first thing really was some of the technical rules of thumb that were given to the doctors and nurses who are training to perform these assessments. So for instance, it was claimed during my training that someone who can walk from their living room to their kitchen is covering a distance equivalent to 200 metres. Someone who can get a lift to Tesco's or Sainsbury's, park up in the disabled bay, walk through the main entrance, is claimed to be covering a distance of some 800 metres, which is twice round an athletics track, which I found incredible, really, and inconsistent with everything I'd previously learned about medicine.
What else was there? What else were you seeing that you didn't like?
There were a number of the descriptors, which are the benchmarks used to judge the claim against, which contained very shaky medical interpretation. So, for instance, government are saying that if a person can press one key on a keyboard once, then that enables them, by just doing that very movement, to operate a computer in the normal sense, i.e. to type emails and browse. It's clearly impossible, but that doesn't stop it being used as a rule of thumb for trainee assessors.
So you were having to pass people on the basis of that, were you?
The training encouraged the trainees to think along those lines.
So did you pass people with that benchmark?
Personally, I turned a kind of Nelsonian blind eye to some of the guidelines that were issued, because some of them were just nonsense in my view.
And what did it take to get to this position? Was it that you were seeing individual... I mean, tell me about how it really got to you.
The tipping point was 2 or 3 months ago when I was instructed to change my reports to reduce the number of points that might be awarded to the claimants. And I felt that was wrong professionally and ethically, so I didn't. And in fact, I've always been writing the reports that I think are appropriate.
When you do the assessments, you're sitting... You actually see a person, don't you? You're sitting face-to-face with them. What's the worst moment you can remember when you've... worst assessment where you've come up against the ATOS system, been presented with somebody who's disabled?
Working in Balham, as I did mostly, in South London, I saw a lot of people with strokes, severe strokes that affected an arm and a leg, possibly speech as well. Saw people with brain damage, people, for instance, who'd had heart attacks and their heart had stopped beating, brain had not been supplied with oxygen and they were left with permanent brain damage. Someone with motor neurone disease, which again, progressive neurological condition, who I actually put in the terminal illness group because he was, who should not have come for a face-to-face assessment.
It must be very upsetting when you are face to face with people like that.
Yeah, it can be. Sorry.
What is so upsetting about meeting somebody like...
Because it's cruel.
Greg Wood was, as you can hear there, very distressed.